that's y'all. Thanks for your kind response, by the way. We're going to be hearing from Caitlin and Francesca. You have the PB. Caitlin followed by Francesca with a flip-up. Now it's time for something completely different. Caitlin is going to sing from Monty Python's Spamalot. Now, I just want to tell you what's happening within this number so that you're not like, what is she singing about and why? So, Caitlin is playing a character called the Lady of the Lake. She is the diva of the show. This song takes place in the second act, about 45 minutes in, and thus far, she has not had a scene of dialogue, a solo, or even a duet, and she is not very happy about it. So here is Caitlin to complain to all of you with a song called The Diva's Lament.
Thank you, Shades, for that marvelous introduction. To do.
Spamalot. All right, up next we have Francesca with a good word. All right then. That was beautiful, Francesca. Thank you. Coming up next, guys, we have Ella and then Kristen. But very quickly, I'm going to take 3 minutes out of your day to welcome you all here officially to Ellen's Stardust Diner. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about these Stardusters you've been hearing from. My name is Shades. I'm your MC. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. If it's your first time here, raise your hands. Who's first time to our match? Hi, everyone. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, one and all. Thank you for joining us today. Now, guys, I really hope you were not planning on coming in here to have a quiet, leisurely meal and conversation with each other, because clearly you have ventured into the wrong place if that is what you need. As you are already aware, this restaurant is very loud, and the entire time you're here today, you're going to have 14 crazy people shout show tunes at you. I'm very sorry about that. I understand we appear like crazy people up here. Have no fear. We have everything under control for you today. Everybody that you've been hearing from has a degree in the performing arts from a university from all across the USA. Right now, we also have 3 international servers, 2 of which are from Australia, 1 from Sydney, 1 from Perth, and we have a lovely lady from Israel as well. Now, it does not matter where we are from, because we all share the same thing in common if we work here, and that basically is, in our recent past, every single person singing for you today has made a very poor life choice by moving here to become a performer. Now, it was very stupid of us, ladies and gentlemen. However, you have to audition if you want to perform here as a Starduster. So please do not get me wrong. We love this job with all of our heart. That being said, instead of singing for you in a restaurant for the rest of our lives, we would much rather be singing right out there on that street, which begins with the letter B. Now, let me hear it, friends. What's the name of that street I'm talking about? That is exactly correct. We are all aspiring Broadway performers. Very quickly, I'm going to let you know how you can help send your Starduster to Broadway, and then we're right back to the music. Now, first of all, folks, if you were not aware, you are sitting in the 3rd busiest restaurant in the entire world right now. On top of that, while you're in town this week, if you are seeing a Broadway show, I guarantee you, you will see someone who once worked here at Ellen's Stardust Diner. Right now, we have a former employee in every single running Broadway musical. And the reason for that rate of success all goes back to our owner, Ellen Hart Stern, not Ellen DeGeneres. There's always someone who thinks that. Our Ellen is a former actress and model from the 50s and 60s right here in New York, and she designed this restaurant to be a springboard for Broadway talent. In an effort to help us get there, many, many years ago, Ellen gave to us this gift, which we use as our secret weapon because it gives us an advantage above all of that heavy competition out there. Ellen calls this by its proper title, the Singers Appreciation Fund. We here at Ellen's call him Philip because he's a bucket. This is Philip the Bucket, our best friend in the whole wide world. Now, very quickly, I'm going to tell you how our unassuming bucket has sent over 200 Stardusters to Broadway, and then we're right back to the music. From time to time, Ellen encourages us to pass this bucket around, and we ask for donations for the singing and the entertainment portion of your experience here only. Now, I want to make sure you're all aware, especially if you're just joining us right now, giving is not obligatory from anyone in this restaurant. It is completely out of the goodness of your own hearts. Whatever ends up in this bucket by the end of our day, I split up 14 ways. Each Starduster will take home an equal cut. Next week, as per Ellen's rules, your Starduster sets these funds aside, and they are only permitted to use them to purchase a singing lesson, acting lesson, or dance class right here in New York City. Now, believe it or not, folks, it is because of Ellen's system, which is why we have had such a great success here for 2 decades now. The reason why is very simple. Every single week, because of Philip the Bucket, we are able to take more lessons than the competition out there in New York City. That in turn means at those big Broadway auditions, despite all of that amazing competition, the Stardusters are the best prepared actors in that room. And you know what they say, success is when opportunity meets preparation, and preparation is exactly what this bucket will buy for your Starduster. sawduster today. Now, please be reminded, giving is not expected, especially if you just got in. But if you've been enjoying your afternoon with us, please consider helping make your Starduster's dreams come true. Toss in a little bit of extra gratitude to my bucket as I pass it through the restaurant on our next stop and help them afford their lessons for the next week. Is my singer ready? She sure is. So as Kristen sings, I'm going to start out on that end of the diner. I'm going to snake my way through all you lovely people. If you would like to donate, just listen for my tambourine, raise them up high, and I'm going to go get, thank you, $100 is way too generous. Thank you, miss. Stay for as long as you like. Have a great day, folks. Listen out for my tambourine. I'm coming around. And if you'd like to donate, we appreciate it from the bottoms of our hearts. Take it away, Kristen.